This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to be here until 1 in the morning, so stick around with us all night long. We're going to try to entertain your ear holes and tell your friends, because we enjoy this portion of the evening when you're right here along with us. 877-881-1053. And Kevin, I found this, I think it's a four-part series on For the Win, and they went through and discussed, it's called After the Boom, how NFL defenses fell so far behind modern offenses. And it has a fascinating deep dive into the copycat world,
right?
Of, okay, well, that worked. Man, that's amazing. And the thing that really set things off was the Seattle Seahawks defense and the way that they play their defense. It's a cover three, one high safety situation. And right now, Kevin, what we're seeing is Chris Richard has brought a lot of those concepts over to the Cowboys.
Right.
They run a lot of one high safety. Broadus was talking about it last night. Xavier Woods is that position. He is the one high that has to use his eyes to roam the field very well. But they went through and explained in this piece how Pete Carroll was working in at USC, and because he was in the college world, he found defenses that were able to take out and eliminate some of the new trickery that was coming in with the offensive games that was going on with the new creativity of offense in the sport. And he said, hey, here are some of the coverages we're going to change. It was a very simple defensive scheme. And now what everybody's tried to replicate it. And Dan Quinn went to go try and do it in Atlanta. A number of other coaches left the Seattle world and were like, yeah, I'm one of the protégés. I can do this. I've run this defense. I know exactly how it works, just like we say about Chris Richard.
Right.
And all these guys left. I think Robert Saleh, he went and he was with San Francisco for the last couple of seasons. Gus Bradley was there for a little bit. He went down to Jacksonville, and it was kind of a disaster for, last year. It was pretty bad. And they just haven't gotten it to be what Seattle built. One of the reasons they say it, and here's a quote that says, look at Seattle, that roster that won the Super Bowl. They had the key personnel to play a simple scheme. You think about Bears when Lovie Smith was there. They were playing cover two, but they had the front four with two edge rushers who could get home. They had the disruptive three technique and Tommy Harris, Brian Urlacher running the seams, Mike Brown at safety, and Lance Briggs at linebacker. They had key parts. Go back and look at the team that the Seattle Seahawks was running with. Earl Thomas roaming around in center field. Cam Chancellor was able to be one of those guys that got up there and was... he was a presence whenever he got to the line. And then you had covered guys on the corners that could dominate. And then in your front four, you could get pressure on the quarterback. Now I'm looking at the Cowboys and I'm thinking the talent is there.
Right.
The scheme is there too, but there are some problems with that coverage because they take advantage of the seams so much. And I think one of the things that the Cowboys have been able to do, the seams are the soft spots. I talked about that whenever the Cowboys were playing Seattle that one year that we were about to go to the Super Bowl with Tony Romo. We kept talking about the soft spots of the Seattle defense, and those are places that you can find that you can expose on those defenses if their talent isn't there.
And do you think that problem exists for the Cowboys or does not exist for the Cowboys?
I'm interested to know if the creativity of the offenses now, the way that the Cliff Kingsbury is going to run his offense, will it create over-pursuit so that they can do the things that you see Lincoln Riley doing offensively with Jalen Hurts, where you run the fake triple option one way and then pass it on the other side of the field because they're so aggressively falling one way, because the Cowboys defense is very aggressive.
Plus, do you wonder, because the thing I wonder about that is it just that the personnel, especially initially, is absolutely not there for them to do such a thing? Like, you think about Chip Kelly when he rolled up with the Eagles, or you think about Kingsbury now with the Cardinals. They're going from areas where they had their choice of whatever talent they wanted and they could construct it exactly how they saw fit for this system, Whereas here, they're hamstrung by, like, well, first of all, their teams aren't that great and the salary cap. And so,
but even still with Kingsbury, like, he was getting out recruited, right? Like, he was able to pick up the spare parts, but he wasn't getting the UT players.
Okay, so you think maybe he would have a better shot than, like, Kelly, who just rolled in. He was like, I mean, I have most of the best people and anybody on the West Coast that I want, and I could do whatever I wanted. And then when he was hit with the cold, hard reality, it's like, what if I just trade everybody away? I'm still not sure how I thought that was going to work.
I feel like Chip Kelly had a very, you know, because he had so much control of the front office stuff too at the time, you know, they gave him a lot of power there that he got caught up in that. I think that Chip Kelly thought, my offense will beat a defense. I don't think he ever looked at it and said, how do we expose a defense? I think he just thought, we're going to run our plays and they're going to have to adapt to us. I think the way that Kingsbury is going to run his offense, with Kyler Murray especially because of the speed of the quarterback, I think it's going to be very much of a, hey, we're going to make you move all over the field, and you're never going to know exactly where we're going with the ball.
Did you hear Kingsbury's quote today? It was either today or yesterday. It was a genius, instantaneous response. Some reporter said, no one in the NFL has ever done this before. What makes you so confident it's going to work? And he goes, because nobody in the NFL has ever done this before.
Right.
I thought that was an outstanding response, and it shows his confidence. I'm not going to lie. I'm more intrigued by Cardinals football than, you know, since Warner and Fitzgerald were hooking it up.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that's really intriguing about the Browns, because the Browns offense has a quarterback that came from the Lincoln Riley system, and he wants to continue playing that way. He wants his offense to – he doesn't want to run pro style. He wants to run an offense that is movement everywhere, speed everywhere, because look at the speed that they have at receiver and then the speed that they have at their running back positions too. That was one of the ways that OU was able to take advantage of everybody. They had faster athletes than anybody on the field. And so he understands that, and that's one of the reasons that he and Hugh Jackson didn't get along. He even said it one day, look, when I was in college, we knew everybody's responsibility. Everybody knew what they were supposed to do. It's not that right now. And so I think he finally, as a coach, or maybe he just has the presence as the quarterback in that locker room to say, this is how I want this run. And that's what's intriguing to me about their offense.
Okay, so tonight...
And Kyler Murray.
Yeah, well, tonight makes me think that defenses have already caught and far surpassed all offenses that have ever existed.
That's interesting, too, because is Aaron Rodgers, is he audibling out of Matt LaFleur's offenses, or is he just saying, you know what, I'm going to run your stuff, and it's not going to work?
Well, plus the cold, hard fact that people aren't ready to accept that he's clearly slowed down in the last couple of years. But the other thing is, I would say, like, is it a cop-out to say that they... It depends what you think is fast enough, because I think that the Cardinals have a chance to get over on some people early before people catch up. So I don't think they'll be prepared because they've been holding back. But by mid-season, you would think, like, the tapes are out, the scouting reports are out, and how are they going to do? Because I think
it's like a pitcher that doesn't make any adjustments.
Exactly. So I think some people might overestimate. Like, let's say the Cardinals go, I don't know, 4-4, and you're like, wow, they might make the playoffs. Kingsbury, coach of the year, and then they might finish 5-11 because everybody catches up. And then how are they going to adjust? Mm-hmm. Like, I refuse to believe that once somebody adjusts, you're screwed. How do you counter adjust?
But you look at this Cowboys defense and you think the actual physical speed, you know, the mindset by Marinelli is we do what we do and we'll be fine.
Right.
Chris Richard is trying to implement some blitzes, but Marinelli and Tony Dungy said this, that defense relies on getting to the quarterback with your front four.
Yeah.
Your front seven not having to blitz too often. But Chris Richard's like, I'll send them when I want to send them. But I feel like the speed in the secondary, at the linebacker positions, and the talent up front, I feel like it's talented enough to be that kind of a defense that does remind us of the Legion of Boom.
Oh, let's do that.
Yes, absolutely. And do you agree? Like, when you look at the talent, I think it's the linebackers mostly, because I have no fear about what those two can do. And then you have Sean Lee as a backup third guy.
The other thing I like about the comparison is there are second, third, sixth round picks in a bunch of different places, which is what made the Legion of Boom, is draft efficiency.
Yes.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next.
Football season, baby.
Told you there was going to be more about Antonio Brown. We recap as told through Twitter next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.